The woman had arrived half an hour ago, pulling into her car driveway in a sky blue hatchback. As she got out of the car, it was clear she was a woman who could make heads turn. About 5'6" and 135 pounds, with a toned athletic body, she had long blonde curls that flowed out from under the baseball cap on her head. She was wearing designer sunglasses and a white cotton shirt tucked into close-fitting jeans. All three men craned their necks as she opened the back of the car and leaned inside to grab a gym bag and yoga mat, which she slung across her shoulders before picking a bunch of grocery bags. She finally straightened up to shut the car door before heading towards the house. From the looks of it, she was just a good-looking suburban housewife coming back from an afternoon of shopping mixed with some yoga or Pilates. The well-proportioned body suggested she took her fitness regime seriously. Had she bothered to look, there had been enough daylight around at that time for her to make out the car parked on the opposite side of the street, but she seemed to have too much on her hands. The men didn't make any move when she unlocked the front door and left it open while she headed inside to dump all her stuff in the living room. She returned less than a minute later to shut the door. Half an hour later, she was moving around in the kitchen, sipping wine from a glass, swaying lightly to the beat of the music playing on Bluetooth speakers, and laying out dishes on the table while she waited for the microwave to get her dinner ready. The men still waited, watching her like hawks, but not making any move. The fog was getting thicker, reducing visibility by the minute. The eyes of all three men soon got fixated on another car as it turned the corner and cruised down the street very slowly. It came to a stop about 20 yards from the house, diagonally opposite the men's car. Its driver had switched off the headlights before it came to a complete stop. A minute later, as if on cue, two men got out of each car, leaving one man behind in the driver's seat. The leader of the group signaled two of the men to start moving towards the back of the house. Once they were out of sight, the other pair walked up to the front door. The boss man stood a little to the side, out of the range of the security camera that had its eye on the space immediately outside the front door. The other man posed as a delivery guy, holding a large packet in his hands. He pulled out a baseball cap from his back pocket, put it on, and rang the bell. The men didn't seem too worried. They knew taking the woman would be an easy job. The fog was thick enough to eliminate any chance of someone from the neighboring houses spotting them. "Who's it?" the woman asked as she walked towards the door, looking at the camera feed on the monitor beside the door. "Express delivery for Frank Mitchell," the man said, lifting the packet in his hand towards the security camera. The man's body tensed a little when he heard the woman turning the lock. She opened the door and looked at him inquiringly. She still had her baseball cap on. Bill pulled low. The man handed her the packet. "You need to sign for it," he said, as he moved his right hand to the back of his pants. In a quick move, the man drew a gun and pressed it into the woman's waist. Her mouth opened in shock, but not a word came out. "Don't do anything stupid. You make a sound and I'll pull a bullet in you." "What? What do you want?" I don't have any cash in the house. I can get some from the ATM. Please." "Shut up and get inside." He dug the gun harder into her, pushing her inside the house. The woman had no option but to obey him. She stepped back with a terrified look on her face. The gunman signaled to his partner before following the woman inside. The second man gave a thumbs up to the drivers waiting in the two cars before following his partner. The gunman had pushed the woman a couple of yards into the living room when the other man entered and turned to lock the door. The gunman glanced back for a second to look at his boss, his gun still pointed at the woman. Never in his wildest dreams could the gunman have guessed that taking his eyes off the woman could be a deadly mistake.